Hey, Janice here, and thanks for joining me on This Womancast and a wet and rainy day here in Antigua and Barbuda and the start of Reclaim 2020. Now, it's not an understatement to say that there's been a lot of change over the past few months, and as we're rapidly approaching New Year, how many of you are thinking, what next? Previously in one of the podcasts, I provided some strategies to approaching career change, as some people are facing that during the pandemic. But actually, I overlooked an earlier activity that can sometimes be overlooked when we're leading our busy lives: planning. Planning and budgeting has been a core activity that I personally carried over my corporate life, so much so that it's second nature, and like I said, I do it automatically. And with the impact of COVID, this process has been crucial to ensuring that I finish the year strong and build a foundation for 2021. The secret sauce here is if you add an accountability buddy, you have a winning formula. So for my process, I blocked out one business day to plan the next 365. And apart from giving myself permission to focus on my future success, this whole planning process provided me with a few additional benefits, such as time to reflect and review what I need to be successful for 2021 and the resources I'd need to help me get there. So planning does have its benefits, but it can also help you develop your vision for the future, guide your career, help you identify opportunities as well. And a plan can also help you build a balanced future. Conversely, without a plan, we have a tendency to get sidetracked. Not about you, the day gets in the way, life gets in the way, and we lose perspective of how to address what tomorrow may bring. And if we intend to grow in any part of our personal or professional lives, we got to plan. We must map it out. We need to know what our future will look like. So let me share with you a few pointers that will help you get started going into the rest of the year. The first thing you really need to do is identify what needs to be done. In other words, what's your goal? Where are you? Where are you not? Where do you want to be? Secondly, how will you know when you get there? What's your target? How will you measure it? What's your goal? Define it. Three, be open to exploring all possible paths to achieving your goal. Write it down. Nothing is out of bounds at this point. I love putting pen to paper. Prioritize the activities along the path that you've chose to get your goal. So break it down in bite-sized chunks. Number five, keep it simple, keep it flexible. You're gonna have to change sometimes. Six, evaluate your progress against your plan at least once a month. If you can visualize it or use a tracker, even better. I use a spreadsheet. And I know you can take the girl out of corporate, but you know, sometimes. But basically find something that works for you. Seven, keep pushing towards that target day, even when it feels hard. And this is where tip number eight will pay off. Get yourself that accountability buddy I spoke about earlier. Someone you can discuss any challenges with, but they won't let you back down from working towards your goal. And lastly, when it's all done, evaluate where your plan was successful. What worked well? What didn't do so well? Identify where you need to make those changes and make that the goal of your next plan. So that's easy. Planning, first day, made it easy for you. So whether it's for business or for personal development, just take some time out to plan for the future and create a foundation for success. But planning is often the easiest activity when it comes to focusing on the future, and quite often it's the unseen and unspoken challenges we impose on ourselves that impede our success. So over the next few weeks, I'll be sharing how you can tackle the success blockers like perfectionism, limiting beliefs, confidence, imposter syndrome, and more. So not only you can identify them, but know how to overcome them. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow.